same practice field, Morgan. Other direction.
On field two.
Anybody jump out at you today, Gibby, throwing their bullpen?
I didn't. I only watched the last group, actually, for the last couple of minutes. I was moving around. I was on the pick field, the PFP fields mostly today. And it was only three rotations, so it's very quick.
How'd the workout go?
It's fine. Everything's going smooth. You know, it's going to settle in. We're going to have to, you know, stay with it. It's going to be get a little bit of a grind. I know, like the fields I was on, we had a little competition going on in the running today, so I'd like to see that. Heard some volume come from a couple of fields, so that's good. And you know, the pick fields, which is a big thing of mine, guys are, you know, they're trying. They got to work. You got to work on your footwork. There's a lot of mechanics to throw to the bases better. So. You know, it's just second day, and we're progressing.
Who do you have out there teaching the picks?
Ed Vosburgh and Mike Fetters. Yeah. These guys, I mean, if you know, those guys are very good. So.
Is that how you chose them, as guys that have had good pickoff moves or good?
Well, they understood it. It was an important part of their game. Consequently, they became very good at it. And you know, it's we want it to get to the point where we know everybody can't, it can't be a weapon for everybody, but is there one guy, is there two guys, I mean, is there five guys? And then again, we want to make sure we change the mindset about if a guy's on first base or he's on second base or if he's on third base, you know, what are our resources, you know, how do we navigate through this trouble? So, you know, we're on the pitcher side of it now. You know, when we get our infielders in there, obviously they're going to have to be very communicative as well. It takes some communication through everybody on the infield. You know, as a coach, you stand in there and you look and you see a guy that's vulnerable, maybe to get picked off or we throw down on him. But and then we yell at it. Well, the guys, you know, they're the guys over in the other dugout. They see that. So our goal is that we're aware. They're running the show out there. So it's a step by step process. We're in very early stages of it.
You talked about you wanting everybody to compete for things. Is who you'll start on opening day on the mound one of those things?
It's not even something we've talked about. I don't know if starting opening day is something to compete for. You know, I'm not sure what it does to be the first guy. I mean, I guess it is an honor. I mean, we're going to set our rotation up the best way that we think that it's going to be the best for our team. And there's other things to consider, lefties, righties. You know, is he a guy throw hard? Is he a control guy? Is he a location guy? But that's not something that I'm focused on. I will say that probably when we have an off day on the 14th, in my mind, we get to the 14th, we may adjust our rotation around, start to get it set up for there. But until that point, I'm not worried about it. We're just going to go through. We're gonna make sure we keep these guys progressing along towards being ready for opening day. That's the most important thing up to that point. And then after that point, you know, they should be in good shape. Their arms should be in good shape. We'll start setting it up for the season. Guys will probably take more roles than closer type stuff. We got a situational lefty, would bring him in like that.
Is there a comfort level for you, for the player themselves, if it's a more veteran guy to start that day, or would you consider it as a younger guy?
I haven't thought that out yet. And we'll have a lot of conversations since I've been down here. We had our organizational meetings. It's been very interactive amongst the whole organization. Interested to hear what everybody says. You know, one of the things is that who leads off? Who leads off? Well, I can't tell you who's going to lead off. There's a lot of different candidates. So that's the conversation I threw out there at the org meetings. who leads off? And then, you know, I've been getting emails and people stop me and we talk about it. And ultimately, that's something we have to figure out. Where's everybody going to hit?
Speaking of things to figure out, what do you envision Mike Owens' role being if he makes this club?
He's over there taking some at first base today.
Took some grounders.
We got to wait to see what he does. Yeah, he took some grounders today. And he's throwing a bullpen tomorrow. But like he says, no, I want to be ready for when the position players get here. So he could be probably more of a bullpen guy. If he can play first base, we'll get him into first. He's going to get some innings at first base in spring training. I mean, that part's up to him. If he wants to do that, he wants to work at it, and he can do that. Then we'll get him in a game. You know, maybe he'll just go in and play an inning at first at the end of the game. You know, he can be pretty flexible. I don't know, a couple of years ago, I saw Lou Piniella take a pitcher out, put him in a position, and put him back in the pitcher. You can do that one time in an inning. So he gives us flexibility. He's got great power, and he wants to hit. Hey, could I hit? I'll probably let him hit tomorrow.
On a National League roster, is that especially valuable to have a guy
that it could be.
Can come off the bench and also come out of the bullpen?
It could be. I mean, it's not very common. I'm intrigued by a lot of things.
You could theoretically keep him not even as a first baseman, just as a bat, a pitcher and a bat.
Well, I could, but again,
you'd want him to play a position.
I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, I want him to be throwing a ball good, number one. First and foremost, I want him to have value as a pitcher. The other's a bonus. How good can he be as a hitter? I'd probably give him more opportunity to see, because I know he could hit a fastball out of the plate. Okay, he's a huge right-handed bat off the bench with power. You know, can he adjust to breaking balls and be more of a hitter? You know, that's something I'll give him an opportunity to improve.
Not to make too much out of how he looked on the first day defensively.
He's good. Yeah, look good. Look very good. All right. Hi, guys.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, guys, we're waiting to get Kevin Towers.
Yeah.